Nice job for that.
Good job.
Well, God bless you. It was a miracle. We'd never been able to do it without Larry and your fellows.
I just saw the governor a while ago and bragged on you a lot, and he said he's a Hale Boggs man.
God bless you. You've done me a day's work.
Well,
I hope I can repay it a little bit.
Well, so it was pretty close, wasn't it? How many changed on us that might have gone with us? They told me Neil Smith a couple of high ones would. Anybody else?
Well, we had them changed both ways. We had people changed to us during the day.
Yeah, but I mean after the roll call.
Yeah.
Had any other shifts?
The ones were the Iowa fellas. We had fellas changed to us who I hadn't counted on. For instance, old Delagoza in Texas.
Well, hey, we counted him all along. We got a majority of the Texans, which I didn't think we could ever do.
Jim Delaney changed in the well.
He did?
For us. He was against us all along.
Why was he?
I don't know. We just, I think the public house lobby got to him. John Tunney, God bless him, he changed to us. That was a crucial role. He would get whatever he would have. That's a fine young man. Then, Fanny says,
What scared them so? Why'd they go against it so? Thought they was going to put the Negroes and the Whites in the same place or something?
In a couple of places, those poles, that's where they were. I mean, they were both that way, fellas like me, since me. But there were two other things. One was the, really, this public housing lobby. Somebody thinks that is a lobby. And the other thing, I think, in a place like Iowa,
wipe my love.
Sure will. Thank you.